Hagatavach, we just did last week, Sif Gimel, just to make a shtickle of a sikum, and Sif Gimel, and it's going to be somewhat relative tonight for Sif Dalet, and that is that if you have a city which is Roi Vakum, then anything that's found there, you're allowed to keep, even if it's a Davos Yesh Prisimin, you're allowed to keep it, because one reason we paskin like this mass, we have two reasons why you're allowed to keep it. One reason is because he was zecher miyayish, because since he lost it in such a city, he knows that a guy is going to find it and not return it. So he's miyayish. So even if you, the yid, found it, you could assume the god balam were miyayish. But in order to have that het of yish, it's only by a zach where the loser already knew that he lost it, because you can't invoke a yish unless he knew that he lost it. Once he knew that he lost it, then you could say he for sure is miyayish, even though it was a davish yesh persimin, because a guy would certainly have found it. That's one reason. Another reason is more simple, and that's this maklekes mantaz, but we pass him like this ma, and that is that you're allowed to assume that the guy taka was the one who lost it. Since the roiv of the city is goyim, you're allowed to assume a guy was the one who lost the item, and mele you're not mechuyiv in the hashava. So really, we have two reasons why in a city that's Reiv Goyim, you're allowed to keep the item. Even more than that, you have, what happens if the city is a Goyish city, but the area is a Yiddish area, or Faket, the city is a Yiddish city, but the area is a Goyish area. So we said that we always go basa the area itself. We don't look at the entire city, but we look at the area where it was found. And that area, again, if it was Roi Vakum, you're allowed to assume that it was lost by a guy or the person was Miyayish. And if the area is Roi Yisrael, you have to assume that the Yid lost it and probably Yid would find it. And Mamela, he was not Miyayish. Just to give you some examples, probably today, Lakewood is considered Roi Yisrael. We said that for certain inyonim, for Taliyah, you're going to have to include Katanim and Noshim as well. For the Indian of Yiyush, could be not, because Katanim might not return the items anyway, even if it's a Yiddish Katan who finds it. But let's just assume for the time being that Lakewood already is considered Roiv Yisrael. Nevertheless, even in Lakewood itself, there are areas that the area is a Goyish area. For example, let's say you'll find something in front of the Energy Park Stadium. I think that's what it's called, whatever. But over there, the people who visit the park and attend this park are going to be Roiv Goyim. So Mamel, if you find something there, you could assume that it belonged to a guy and he lost it, or even if it belonged to Yid, he was Miyayish because the guy would probably find it. You have areas which, let's say, Route 88, by the tracks, that's considered Roiv Goyim, that area?
Pass
you a little as Roiv Goyim. Okay, let's say by the car dealerships. Okay, so that's Roiv Goyim, even though we're in Lakewood. And then you could have Fakert, you could have, let's say, where Confection Collection is, with that Gribo Shopping Center?
No.
What is that called? What's Confection Collection? The Hamish Bakery, what was that?
Gribo.
So over there, that I believe is already in Howell. Howell is Roiv Goyim. Again, I don't know, he's been seeing David Zan here tonight, but my guess is that Hayois Roiv, the stores are Yiddish stores. My guess is that probably Roiv people who frequent. Sorry? Roiv traffic
is for sure Jews.
Right, I'm saying the people who visit that shopping center, since Roiv stores are Yiddish stores, I'm assuming that Roiv Yidden frequent the center. Mamela, if you found something in the parking lot of the Gribo shopping center, then you have to assume that it's Roiv Yidden and the person was not Miyayish, even though Harold is Roiv Goyim. So you have cases like this and cases like that. I don't know, it's a good challenge. I always thought the corner of Second Street was considered Roiv Yidden, but lately it seems that it might not be the case. You found something in front of the stadium, you found something inside the stadium? I'm doing maybe you found something, you know, on the way to Industrial Park or whatever it is. So maybe the person was going to the Chasana Hall or whatever on the Lake Terrace, and on the way he dropped something or whatever. I don't know. You will get the chanetza.
Something that can only belong to
So So that's what we said last week, that it could be that you have to go baser a sug of the person who lost it. So mamel, if you know it's a kid item, then you don't have to go baser raiv kids. If you know it's an adult item, you have to go baser raiv adults. But again, that's only been negeya to the shayla of who lost it. But negeya to the shayla of yish, who found it, still, a god who could find a ball and a cotton could find a sheitel. I mean, so it could go either way. So mele, you have to include everybody to yish. And if everyone is Rav Yidin, so it's Rav Yidin. If it's Rav Goyim, it's Rav Goyim. All right, fine. Let's start with, we're up to Siv Dalet. It's very geschmack, Siv Dalet. Just brings out this a little bit more, a more extreme, how far we take this. The Maccabi says like this, Lefika, Chambaiti Chavi Yishol Yayin. If you find a barrel of wine, Be'ir Sheruba Akum, it's in a city that most of the city are Goyim. So now, we have a halacha, based on the halacha before it should come out, that you're allowed to keep it because you know for sure the guy lost it, or you know for sure even if a Yid lost it, he was Meyayish. So what's the halacha? The halacha is Yayin is also. Yayin is also Bahano. The Yayin is also Bahano because you have to assume that the guy was the one who lost it. It's Goyish wine, so it's Yayin Nesach, or Stam Yayin is Yayin Nesach. However, Vakankan Muta, but the barrel is Muta, because the barrel is not Yayin. The barrel is, yes, the Kashukan says you need Heksha on the barrel because it's filled with tray for wine. But good, you make a Heksha on the barrel will be kosher, and you're allowed to keep the barrel because you know for sure a guy lost it, and then you're allowed to keep the barrel. However, Vimbo Yisrael, even if they're not, but it's still halacha of yain is also.
But it's dead ice.
No, it could be it's only the rabban. It's tam yainim is only the rabban and anyway.
It's also
ba'no. Then boy Yisrael, the nasan ba simin, but if Yisrael comes and gives a simin, so now gavaldik, he just came now and he gave a simin, said l'chayro, you should give it back. No. Oz vadei she Yisraeli, what the simen tu zayif is, now you know for sure the wine was lost from a yid, not from a guy. V'nisyayish mimena, and we know that it was miyayish. Why? Because we have the locker before that even if a yid loses, but if he loses it in a roiv ir akum, he's zechah going to be miyayish, his guy is going to find it. So come to it's going to be muteris lemaitza, the finder is allowed to keep it, and not only that, but it's muteris lemaitza b'shtiyah, he's even allowed to drink it in mistuma if the barrel is closed. So now he has the cake and eats. He gets to keep it, and not only that, he's also allowed to drink the wine because he now knows that it was Yiddish wine because the Yid gave a simin, and it's a raya that the Yid must have lost it. Ayin b'yardeis and kukav tes midin zeh talks about the union of yain. Okay.
So how do we know he's miyayish? Like he knew that.
We know he's miyayish because halacha is if you lose it in roiv or akum.
How do we know?
So look in Enochanami. So look in this massive cotton test. When it starts off in the first halakha, when it says, Asaba Nova, Kankan is Moto, there he says, Afilu Mudava Shalahigish Baleb and Filosom Miyad, even if the Bailam didn't know about it yet, Loyam Rinin Shemid Yisrael Hu, Vavali Yushlam Yidas, Elotalina Noise Berevakam, Ubavade Shalakam Hoyo, Mishamokha Kankan Moto. In the first case, you're allowed to keep it because you're allowed to even be toiler that the guy was the one who lost it. So it's irrelevant if the loser knew that he lost it or not, because I don't have to come on to the principle of Yish. I'm coming on to the principle of Tli. I'm being toiler that the guy was the one who lost it. But by our case in the Sefer where we know the Yid lost it because the Yid gave us him, and there this man says in Sivkot and Yud, Umiu Tzarek, over here you can't be telling that the guy lost. We know the Yid lost it. So he says, Umiu Tzarek, Sheyedova, Shemagishba, Miyad, Benefilosa. Here, if you're going to invoke the principle of Yish, so the only way you could keep it is if you knew that the one who lost this barrel of wine certainly knew about it right away, that by the time you found it, he was already Miyayish. And a barrel of wine is a pretty heavy thing, and you could assume that the guy schlepping a barrel of wine, like the rest of the Yikivi things in El Metzias are heavy, you knew that he lost it, he lost it. That's
it. He says in the test,
No. In Sifkot and test, it's talking about the Reish of the Maccabi. The Reish of Maccabi is we are being toiler that the guy lost it. So if you're being toiler that the guy lost it, even if you wouldn't have a Yish, even if, let's say you have Moshele Tzatzir, that you don't know that the loser knew that he lost it. It. Still, you're allowed to keep it because you're allowed to be toiler. It was the guy who lost it.
In the same case,
correct.
Opted on a sudden.
Change. So we'll talk about the case with the guy who knew about it. But happens to be the first, the reish happens to be true, even if the loser didn't know about it, because it could be toilo that it was a goyis. Mashenkin the Sefer, which says lahedin makavim nisiyashu memeno, and the Chanami is talking about a case where he already knew that he lost it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have the yish.
And so all he can keep is the kankan.
In the reish, well, he can keep both. But he'll only be able to benefit from the kankan because the wine is asabana. Mashenkin in the Sefer, he'll be able to drink the wine too because the yid.
What I meant to say is if the case, if it's something that was then if the Baal came later, then the whole thing switches.
In the Sefer.
Yeah.
In the Sefer, in order to use the principle of yish, you have to have that the loser knew that he lost it, like we had in Siv Gimel. So, yes, if you'll have a case that you found it, and the guy gave a siman, and you know it was a yid, and it's something that you don't know that he knew, when you found it, you don't know that he already lost it, so he wasn't miyayish yet, it's a yish le midas, in a kram, you'll have to give it back.
My question is, has it been enough community now? The first case was Bichamot.
Correct. The first case is no matter what, you could be told.
All
right, fine.
So then it's something over here, Gishlo. So it says the Pankas
Mutter, the wine's possible. I dumped the wine. Then the guy pops up and says, well, it's mine. And now if it's a thing Shlo Yer Gishlo, then you weren't allowed to do that. Because well, till then I was allowed to. Before the guy came and gave a simen, I'm certainly allowed to dump the wine, and I'm certainly allowed to keep it, because right now I have a principle, I'm allowed to be Toilet Beroif. When he comes along and gives a simen, then all of a sudden things change. But until that point, I'm allowed to be Toilet Beroif. So when he comes, then now I know it's a yid, and now I know I could drink the wine, and I could even keep it.
I wouldn't be chayav in the wine if I dumped it out. L'chayav
not. At that point, you had a right to dump him because you thought it was asabah no. Okay, this is the Sma's shita. There's a Rikiveigo who argues with the Sma. Now look at Rikiveigo. It's on the next page on the side. Rikiveigo makes a goyinish cheshbon. Beautiful cheshbon, Rikiveigo. He says like this. In the case of the Sefer, the case was that the person found it, and later on, the Yid brought us Simen, so now we know it's the Yid, so you're still allowed to keep it because it's Yish. But Zakta Sma, you should know, you're only allowed to keep it if Yena knew that he lost it before you found it. Because if not, then it was Yish Limidas. When you got it, it was Bisura Asaliyadi. At that point, he had not yet been Miyayish. And now that he's Miyayish, it's too late. It's not going to help you. So you needed that he had the Yish before you found it. That's the Sma Shita. Sokri Kivehega, Gaval de Kechej, and why over here it's even better. Leonis Daita Yesh Lodin Bezer Tuva. Why? Lefima de Mavur. Hayisoid beRamban v'mechames besugya deroa sela lufnei yish. This is the Ramban that I discussed bariches. I know that it was a hard Ramban. I'm going to go over it very bekitza. It may be a little lighter, hopefully, this time. That we discussed it in the first sif. It says like this: the hadu lo ha'mane yish ba'aveda acha shebalu yodoy. The reason why yish doesn't work by aveda if you already got it, if the founder already got the aveda, and then the violin woman yayish, you can't keep it. Why not? Is kiven du shema aveda, since you already picked it up, you are already a shema aveda. Uvi bi pekadin etzloi, and it's by you like a pekadin. It's like a pekadin, but idayim biyad bayalim. It's still bishus habayalim because you're holding it for the bayalim. Memela, when he's going to be miyayish, he's being miyayish on something that's in his rishus. Havi kemunach bechatz habayalim dulo mani yish. The yish is not going to help. That's the reason why all over yish could only work before you found it. But once you find it, and then the bailam amayayish, it's not going to help the yish. It's being yish on something that's already shomer for him. The yish is not going to work. That's the Ramban. Maybe Dr. Kivega like this. Other question. He's finishing up the Ramban. The case in Sif Aleph that he picked it up to steal. Even the ein magzika, it's a toy seifer. The loy magzika, yeah, it's a toy seifer. Supposed to be even the ein magzika. Even the ein magzika b'shvil abaylim be'emis mahani ayish lachakach. But if you stole it when you picked it up, you had intention to steal it and not give it back. Since you're not holding it for the baylim, you're not planning on returning to the baylim. Then if the baylim and b'yayish, even if you picked it up, the yish would work, and you're allowed to keep it. And the mela now, if you give it back, you're not being becoming any mitzvahs, and you have exhale, you have everything, and you're slammed. That's the Ramban. In our case, when you picked it up, you don't know that it belonged to a Yid yet. It was Roiv Nochrim. When he picked it up, he had a right to keep it. Why? The Toile bin Nochrim. He has a right, Minadin, he's allowed to assume that a guy was the one who lost it. And he's holding it for himself. He's not holding it for the Bailam. He doesn't want to return it. He went to ask the Shiloh, and they said, yeah, I just heard a Shia, Matzai Shabbat, says you're allowed to keep it because you're allowed to be told that it was a goyis. So he's picking it up to keep. V'ein alav shem shema. Has no shem shema. So memela zakri kivega, even if the owner was miyayish, after you found it, it's going to be bezeh mahane yayish shalachakach, b'oid shaloi noida lamaytzi shusha Yisrael. As long as the finder didn't know yet it belonged to a Yid, and the loser is now miyayish, you're allowed to keep it. Because normally yish doesn't work after you find it because you're holding it for the Bailam. You plan on returning to the Bailam. So now yish can't work. It's like a yish b'shus. It's in his b'shus. One second. But over here, since when you picked it up, you had a right to keep it. You had a right to be toilet belong to the guy. So you were picking it up for yourself not to return. Melo, now that the guy's miyash, you're going to win. You're going to be able to keep it because here yish will be chai. Will be chalas. Not like a yish b'shus. And this goyness is not just a kivega, there's a divrei mishman Sifkat Nalef who says the same thing. So Mamela Kumtois, it's Gavaldika Khajan Kivega, that over here, since Kozan am allowed to be toilet with the goys, I'm not ashamed of the Bailam, the Yish will be Chal. I just want to point out that this whole Rabbi Kivega, even to start, could only be negay if you go like the Sma in Sif Gimel. We had a Makleke Sma and Taz in Sif Gimel. Why are you allowed to keep it by Reiv Akum? Is it only because the guy is because the loser was Miyayish? Or also you're allowed to be toiler that it belonged to the guy was the one who lost and you're allowed to keep it? That was the Makhlekes Manta. Sma said you're allowed to even be toiler belong to the guy, and the Taz says, no, you're not allowed to be toiler. We don't use a Reiv to be toiler belong to a guy. The only reason why you're allowed to keep it is because of Yish. So Bishlam, if you go like the Sma, so when I picked it up, I had a right to be toiler belong to the guy, so I have a right to keep it. Right away I have a right to keep it. Memela, once I have a right to keep it right away, Memela, now when the guy is later on going to be Miyayish, everything is Gishmak. But if you learn like the Taz, you had no right to be toilet belong to the guy Lechatchila. So when you picked it up at that point, it might have been a Yid who lost it. And Memela, if it's a Yish Lo Midas, you have no right to keep it. You have to still try to return it to the Bailam. And now that the guy is going to be Miyayish, it's like every time when the guy's Miyayish after you picked it up, it's not going to work the Yish because it's like a Yish B'shus because you were Shema for the Bailam. This Hori Kivega Islam is only Negeya if you hold, which we how we paskin. We hold like this Ma that you had a right to be Taylor, belong to the guy. Memela, at the beginning when you picked it up, you weren't a Shema, you were keeping it for yourself. That comes out, but Gishmak Achesh and Kivega. Now, what do you do? Why is your Kivega handling with the Ramban, right? Your Kivega says this whole Gishmak is Gishmak if you go like the Ramban. We said already in Sif Aleph that we don't pass Chayra like the Ramban. The Shach brings down the Ramban, good. But the Mechabi himself doesn't pass like the Ramban. The Mechabi says, when I pick something up, I'm an Asla Goizla. And now the Bailam will miyayish, and now I want to return it. The Mechabe says, I am Mekayim everything. The only thing I wasn't Mekayim, if you go back to Sif Aleph, in that case, he said, the only thing I did wrong was I was already over on Leisucha Lesalim. But on the mitzvah Hoshiv Teshivim, or on the din of Gzela, I thought I was Mekayim my mitzvah Veshiv is like Gzela, because it doesn't become mine when the Bailam were Miyayish in such a case. Even though Lechatchila I didn't pick it up, I'm not to return, I picked it up and I'm not to Ligzot. So you see that we don't go with this for a Ramban. We hold that when you pick something up, right away you become a Shoyma, a Chivashav, or whatever it is, and now the Yish can't work because it's Yisur Asul Yadei Lemnezogin, just like by Gzela, once you steal something and now the Bailam Miyayish, you can't keep it because it's a Yisur Asul Yadei. It's not because it's a Yish Bershus. Because over there it doesn't pass Yish B'shus. The reason is because right away when you pick something up, you're chayv b'shava, now the Yish can't help you be kind of something if you're going the other direction. Your chayv b'shava says you got to give it back. The fact that he was Miyayish is not enough. What's Riki Ve'ega handling with the Ramban? He's even being masig on the Sma. What's he doing? L'chayro, we're not going with the Ramban. It's already Mechab and Sefal, who doesn't go with the Ramban. And La'alocha, we already said over there, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that Hayos is Makloikas Rishonim. In fact, Rav Rishonim argue with the Ramban. And anyway, the other Rishayim are l'chumra. So he said, Avada Sveik Adarai is l'chumra, and you have to be makul like the Rishayim, you got to give it back. over there and sold two over here, l'chayiv yavam makleikis rishayim, you're going to have to give it back, and you can't use this etzim. It's only if you knew that the guy was miyayish before you picked it up. But once you picked it up and the guy's miyayish, it's already too late because it's a siras aliyadik. L'chayra, if to know. So grad rikiveg in elu mitziyis kanzayin goes l'shitase. He tries to say that maybe the other rishayim also hold like the Ramban, and why they didn't. Why they argued in the case of Goyzeloi, he has an Eitzah out. But what seems from the other Akhrenim that we name on that the Rishonim argued to Ramban, we don't go like this, so our Lokai, the Sma is very geschmack.
But what's the Isuri also the other day? Gemara says that the Perish, nobody argues that.
Correct, but what's the, what, but what's the Lam? Oh, so what you mean to ask Lokai is. So, L'chayyah, even like the other Rishonim, Riki Vega could have said his Cheshman. He could have said like this. When I picked it up, I wasn't even chayv b'hashava yet at all. I wasn't a chayv b'hashava because I thought it belonged to the guy. So al pi Torah, I'm not mechuyv b'hashava. So you won't even have the chayv b'hashava to intercept on the yish, to block the yish from being chayv. Normally, what you say is you have a chayv b'hashava, and that blocks the yish from making it kehefka. So over here, since when I picked it up and it was rayv akam, I never had the chayv b'hashava to begin with. So if I never had the chayv b'hashava to begin with, so make the same chesed rikiv ego, even not the rishonim. Say that there was never a chayv b'hashava, there was never a siras liyadei, and meila, now the yish can be chal. It's a very good kasha. But why is the yisir rikiv ego not like that? Rikiv ego only made the chesed in the Ramban. And the other achrenim also, they only make, and rikiv ego in Chedushim also only make the chesed in Ramban. You have to know why they only wanted chapon in the Ramban. But for some reason, they only made the chesed in the Ramban. Kenzain, the reason is because if now that the Yid, Klapi Shmaya Galya, he comes and gives a simen, so now we know it really belonged to the Yid. So Klapi Shmaya Galya, Lamafreya, was I a Shem Aveda? I was a Shem Aveda. Till now I had a right to be Toiler, belonged to a guy. That's Mitzias had the right to be Toiler, not to return it. But Klapi Shmaya Galya, what was I? I picked up a Yiddish Aveda. So I had a Chiv Ashava. I just didn't know about it. But I had a chiyuv hashava.
Really say such a thing?
So, you did have a chiyuv hashava. So, Mele, since you had a chiyuv hashava, so Yisur HaSal Yadei, so Mele, now the Yish won't be able to be chal. Bishlam in the Ramban, it's not enough that you have a chiyuv hashava. You have to be Shema Labailov. You have to be holding it for him. I am not holding it for him. We already discussed at the beginning of the Simen that even if you pick it up, Amnas L'Goizlai, you have a chiyuv shmir on it, like the Chazanish and other Akhrenim. Even in the Ramban, the Chazanish says it. What's Pshat? Avada v'chiv hashava. But I'm not considered a shame of him, because who am I watching? If, let's call this bad as well. I'm taking it for myself. The Torah, yes, Torah, not Torah, Chulila, but Lamai says, I'm not returning it to the Bailam. I refuse to return it. I'm stealing it. So Memel, even though the Torah is Matal Alai Shmira, but I'm not returning it to the Bailam. I'm not being shame at the Bailam. So Memel, the Yish Kavichal, like the Ramban. Because the only reason why Yish is normally not Chal is because the Yish Beshos, because I'm being shame at the Bailam. Here, if B'mitzis, I'm not being shame at the Bailam, even though I happen to be a Shema, the Yish will be able to be Chal. But if we go like the other Rishonim, like Tais says, that it's not Tali in whether it's Munach B'shusay V'yashomer at Labayim, it's a Metzias. Do you have a Chiv HaShava that creates a Surah Saliyadeh? Here, Klapish Ma'egaya, I did have L'may Freya a Chiv HaShava. And my male isn't a Chiv HaShava, so the Yish won't be able to be Chal.
Question is right,
unless
it comes back, I threw out the wine,
should be chayv
to pay you?
No, because when I threw out the wine, you're right, now, I had no right to throw out the wine. But at that point, when I threw out the wine, I had the right. So I was mazik b'shus. At that point, I had a right to throw out the wine. At that point, I had the right. No, why do you have a chayv hashava? Be'emes, you have a chayv hashava. But l'mais, I'm not going to be chayv, because what I did was like an oynas. I was a mazik b'shus. I did something b'shus. I had a right to do, because at that point, I had a right to be samech on the roif. So I'm like an oynas. A mazik is chayv. Even if we hold mazik chayv, oynas, only oynas can aveda, can gzela, or oynas goma. So I did something which I had a right to do. So I was like a mazik b'shus. But l'mais, this is Riki Vegas chajun. Gavaldik chajun, m'meila like him, you had a problem with the ratio of the safe. And Riki Vega is very geshmak, because the safe is also talking about even if the Bailam didn't know they lost it, and even if the Yish happened later on. No matter what, you're allowed to rely on this Yish, provided at least at the end, he was ultimately Miyayish. As long as he's ultimately Miyayish, then you're allowed to keep it. That's Riki Vega. All right. Geshmak Echeshmin. Now, this case. Correct. Right. It means he's not being Shemer Levan. The other acronym use that. Right. Avad is in a love shame shame avad, because the other Akhrenim also say that pshat in the Ramban, even though if you pick them up, even Amnas L'Gayza Yeshayma. It means you're not the shame shame what the Ramban wanted, the shame to be shame at Labayalav, that you're not. Avad, you wonder, you have a chiv hashav, avad, you have a chiv hashav, a chiv shmir. All right, we discussed the shenema, all right, fine. Now, what's his case? The case is that the Mechaber says, provided in his tumah, only if it's closed. If it's open, then you're now allowed to drink the wine. Even though you know that the Yid was the one who lost it. Presumably, why? Because the Yid, even if the Yid lost it, but since it was B'shus HaRavim, you're talking, one guy must have touched it on, or could have touched it on the way. So you have a problem with Stam Yenim, maybe a guy touched it. So now that it's Tumah, why does that make it better? L'chayr, in the din of Stam Yenim, we need a kiss b'tei kiss, we need a chasima b'tei chasima. And here it's only mashma, only one steam is enough. L'chayr, in Hilchas Yayin Nesek, we need two steamers. So that is my addresses. Look at this man, Sivkot Yir Aleph. In these tuma, pish the enu psuche just means it's not open. The oz lekel mecha Hashem anoga b'yakam va'asar b'shti. We don't have to be choishet that the guy touched it. Dim paskam akam, if the guy happened to open it, lahava chazal l'sasmam, he wouldn't have then ahead and gone ahead to close it. What do you need that for? Kishemaitzav b'derek elahava melicha l'beisa. He would have either stolen it and taken it. Oy lepakas hayu menicha psuche. He would have just left it there open. If the guy Taka took a drink from it, he would have left. He wouldn't have bothered to close it. When you give it to the guy, then he'll take a drink and then close it. So there you need a double steam, a double chasima. Meshekin here, he's not afraid of anything. So as long as it's closed, you knew for sure that the guy didn't open it and drink from it. Because if he did, he would have just left it open. So here, as long as you found on a way, even if it's a one chasima, it's already mutter to drink. Fine. Now, what type of simon are we talking about? In halacha, and we're going to see later on, not tonight, but later on simon, there are three dargas of simonim. There's the shvacha simon, which doesn't work. And then there's the simon beinini, which works for meitzei aveda. And there's a machloikis. It's a shayla in the gemara. It's machloikis. Machloikis, how we paskin, is simonim derabonin or deraisa. The regular simon benini, do we rely on a regular simon even for deraisa de kazakan and only for derabanan de kazakan? And pashas we paskin, it's a sveka de dina. And memela for things like deraisa, which like an Evan Ezra by a get and things like that, we paskin lechumen and simon doesn't work. But for avedis, it does work because they made a special takono to allow you to return an aved even with a simon benini. And then you have the spitz simon, that's gavaldika simon mamish, and that simon, a simon muvak mamish, and that works avad even for the rice at dika level. But the normal simon that we're talking about is a simon benini, which is a shailo if it's midrabana de rice. From the fact that over here the machabe joseph and nosam basim, it's mashu, even a simon benini, which is a shailo if it's midrabana de rice. And nevertheless, we rely on that simon to allow you to drink this wine. What's Pshat? So it's a makleik, it's a, Rekiv Eger brings two tzadim, really. Ah, very good. So some say the reason why you're allowed, since Hayyay Stam Yenim is only in Nisa Derabanan, so even if simon benin is only Derabanan, you're allowed to use a simon Derabanan to be matter the Issa Stam Yenim, which is Derabanan. That's one cheshen in Rekiv Eger, and some achronim go like that. The other Chedron Kiveg is, even if we'll hold all of it, the major Shaila, if you're allowed to rely on a Simen Derabanan to Mata Yisirim Derabanan, let's say we'll hold that, Zokhtar Kivega, Hayois, it's a Sveika Dedina, whether it's Simen Benini is Derabanan Deraisa, Mameli says, that's why we're relying on it. Because on the tzad, it's a Simen is Deraisa Vada, we're allowed to rely on it. So Hayois, it's a Safik, so Blaib Safik is a Derabanan Lakula. In this Stam Yenim, which is only Nisa Darbanan, and now I provided a Simen Benini, which may or may not work, it's Safik Darbanan Lakula. So Mameel, that's right. It's two separate Keshwan. Either you can hold Stam as a Simen Darbanan works, or even if Simen Darbanan doesn't work, but Heyois, it's a Tzad that might work even for the Raises, so it's a Safik, and since the whole list of Stam Yenim is only Darbanan, Safik Darbanan Lakula. And you're looking at Achrenim, some go like that, and some go like this. That's, but the Rekiv Eger says both of them. All right, that's Sif Dalin. Let's do Sif Hei.
If most of the wine was Yiddish wine, it was Tumah.
If most of the wine in the city are Yiddish wine?
Yeah.
So then again, so you could assume that it's Yiddish wine and you're allowed to keep it. You're allowed to drink from it. You're allowed to drink from it. Now you want to know, are you allowed to keep it? But most of the city's wine is Jewish wine, even if it's owned by Goyim? What do you mean?
It's Jewish wine.
It was created by Jews. Right, so but maybe the guy bought the wine. But if it's only one steamer, I don't know. But Bishloima, I mean, if it was one Bishloima, if the guy has a mushroom in his house, maybe he took a drink from it, closed it because he wants to preserve it. Not because he was trying to, he wanted to preserve it. Now he lost it. So one steamer is not going to work, maybe, because maybe Taka Goy drank from it just he closed it. Bishlam over here, if it's found on the way, we say that if the Goy lost it, he wouldn't have closed it. He would have
eaten. But something is closed, it's still closed from the manufacturer.
Oh, you mean if it's closed from the manufacturer, or if it's closed from the manufacturer, and you know it's a steamer, but the steamer we rely on, I don't know the name on the thing, But it's a one steamer, it's a double steamer. If it's a one steamer, look here, maybe the guy had it in his house and he closed it to preserve it, so I won't be able to rely on it. It's only over here and it's found on the way. We assume that what he bothered closing for must be he never found it in the first place. All right, let's move on. Sif Hei. Sif Hei is also very geschmack of Sif. Sif Dala just, gives you a practical application of what we learned in Sif Gimel. All right, comes along Sif Hei with a blitz chiddush. Afo pisha min adin. B'makim shereiv akim mitzuyim. Afilu nosin Yisrael basim en einu chayiv lagzer. We said before that if you find it in a place where it's reiv akim, you're not mechuyiv to give it back. You could assume that it was a guy who lost it, or even if a yid lost it, he was miyayish, right? Toiv v'yasha la'asayis lifnim mishuris hadin. Namely, lahagzil Yisrael shenosim basimin. If a yid comes along and gives a simin, and you know for sure it was a yid, and the only reason why you're allowed to keep it is because he was miyayish, if that's the reason why you're allowed to keep it, then stoiv lahagzil lefnim mishuris hadin, and not rely on the person's yish. Why? What's pshat? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, it's not pshat that the guy voluntarily, willingly was miyayish, he wanted to be mafke the item. He was crying, vayle chaser and kiss, he was crying. He was taka miyayish, but vayle chaser and kiss. He wasn't happy that he lost the item and he had to be miyayish. So since he lost this item, sort of bal korchish, he didn't want it to happen, so you shouldn't benefit from that. You should give it back to him because he really didn't want to give it up. So you should give it back to him, lifnim mishur sadin. That's the Shulchan Aruch Rav's Rab Shatu.
Every case of Yehushta?
So every case, that the reason pashtis, we're going to see in Siv Zayin Blidenda another case, but yes, by every, the case, at least this case is talking about, we're going to see another case, but this case is talking about, who was the Dover Sheyesh by Simon, but Roy Vakim, the guy was Miyayish. But Hu Adin, yes, other cases of Yish, you're also going to have Lifnim Mishur Sadin.
So it's blithe, are you giving him Matana?
You are giving him a Matana, because you're already Zoichin it, so you're giving him a Matana back, but you should do it lifnim mishur sadin.
So how about saying about the sikhi? So the guy shouldn't take it now?
If the guy doesn't want to take it, because entire...
I'm just saying, is there anything in a backfall?
I don't know, maybe. Maybe the guy shouldn't take it. I'll tell you like this. There's a Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emuna, in Matnas Anim, he says, in this type of a case, when the loser was an usher, and you find it, and you have this chiyuv of lifnim mishur sadin to give it back, Rav Chaim says that you first have to be maisa, you have to give maisa ksafim on it, and then you give it back. You can't give back the 100%, or maybe if you want, but you're going to lose 10% to tzedakah. Why? Because Batim, since you found it and it belongs to you, so you were zoicha now in hefka, and like a matana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mative to you, so mameli you have a chiyuv maisa on it. So you can't just give it back. He brings a raya, he says, see by sorry? Yeah, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein says it over, but the Rechaim is in print. It's in Derech Emuna, in Matnas Anim, in the Bir Halacha, in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey. So, and he says like this, he brings it right from Avram Avinu. By Stoim, Avram Avinu made the Zalechem the Muhammad, he got the stuff, and then he gave it back. Chulila, I don't want to say, Ani Asharti is Avram, right? No, only a Kodesh Baruch, because he gave it back to Stoim, right? That's his Chilul Hashem, that's his Inyan, which he causes like an Inyan Lefnim, and he didn't want to create a Chilul Hashem. And nevertheless, what does it say? He gave ma'isim and akol. He gave tzedakah from it. So you see that once you're zayich, even though you want to give it back lifnim mishur sadin, it's a very nice cheshbon. But be'emes you were zayich in it, so you have to give off tzedakah.
Say it's an article. You'd have to take it's $50. You take $5 extra in pay.
Maybe, yeah, correct. That's what Rav Chaim says. Now lema'isa is, I think, posh pshat. First of all, why did Rav Chaim say that only if the loser was an asher for? And the chayyim is all cases. So I think posh because the loser was an ani. Then you can give it to him, and I, what happened to your ma'isa, does is good for the ma'isa. I gave him the whole item, which I didn't have to give him, so even the 10% I'm giving him also, that's also the tzedakah. That's the chayyim. It says Rashi what?
Ashaloi.
What do you mean ashaloi?
Yeah,
no, Mikol ashaloi means what he was just saying in the Muhammad.
No, he found the coin finally.
Oh, finally found. He didn't know about this coin until now.
That's what Rashi says.
No, I think it means Mikol, everything that he got from the Muhammad. All right, fine. Okay. Fine. Maisi could say maybe it was going on the chalik that he kept for the warriors. Right. All right. But this is Rechaim. The Maisi says, I think that Rechaim is only talking about when you picked it up, you had intention to be zeich in it, and now, hey, Lefimish is in, the conscience is gnawing on you. Oh, you know what? Okay, I'll give it back. Lefimish is in. I found the Maisi. But let's say, Lechatchila, you never intended to keep it. You intended right away to be Mekayim Lefimish is in. I'll pick it up and find the rightful owner. So then you were never zeich in. I've never had Kavanah to be zeich in it. So Mamele, you don't have to give off Maisi. You're never zeich in it to begin with. But all right, well, the Maisi is at the end, Rechaim blives the Tzorchin. He's Masupik. I guess it's a Chiddush thing that's not mentioned in here, he's Masupik. All right. Yeah. So now, this Chiv Lefnimish HaZedin, what is this Chiv Lefnimish HaZedin talking about? We know that the Maccabi says it's a Chiv Lefnimish HaZedin, La'agzil Yisroel Shanosam Basimin. He came to me, he gave me a Simin, Lefnimish HaZedin says I got to give it back. Is there a Lefnimish HaZedin to go to the next step and even be Machriz? I found it, and no one came to me yet. Do I have a lefnimish hazedin to be marked so I could say, hey, the guy's miyai. If he comes to me, I'll give it back. If he's not coming to me, why should I bother? That's it. It's miyish, it's rightfully mine. I don't have a chiv lefnimish hazedin even to be matriach and to be marked. How wide did lefnimish hazedin go? So the kids of Piskei Arosh, which is the Torah over there, in Eilu Metzias and Oisvav, over there, Teich Dorv is mavur that he held that there's a lefnimish hazedin even to be marked. So he goes the next step. Even though it's not in the Mechaba. That's how he goes. However, there are Achreinim, there's a Shulchan Aruch Rav in Aveda over here in Sif Yud Ches, says that you don't have a Chiv. Your Chiv Lefnim Shezadin is only to give it back if he comes to you, but you're not Mechiv to be Marches. I know if he had the Piskei Rosh, Kitzah Piskei Rosh or not, but at the end of the day, it's going to be Machlekes L'Chayra, if you consider Machlekes a tour with the Shulchan Aruch Harav. I don't know how to pashas, you should be Machris. There's a Maram Shif over there in Daf Chav Dalet, Meralef and the Taisel over there. Maram Shif is Taka Masupik. It's Mitzadeh that you don't have a Chiv Achrazah, but it seems like he's Masupik. So at the end of the day, L'Chayra, you should be Machmir. In this Lefnim Yishur Zedin, L'Chayra, you should be Machmir to get the Shita Sator and to even be Machris, Pashtis. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says that even by a davar she'ein bo simin, you ask, is it only on this yish, by a davar she'ein bo simin, roi v'akam? He says, no, that even by a davar she'ein bo simin, where we say that the reason why a guy is miyash, even if it's roi v'yisrael or kula yisrael, whatever it is, but if a davar she'ein bo simin, he knows he lost it, he's also miyash. That's the din of yish. Also, if the guy happens somehow to be able to prove that it's his, let's say you have edim, or you know that it's his, let's say you saw that he lost it, so you know what it is. But by the time you got him, he was already miyayish. By the time you got to pick it up, he was already miyayish. So you have every right to keep it minadin. Nevertheless, as the Fnimish HaZedin, you should give it back to the person, even if he didn't even come to you. Even by Davar She'ein bo Simin. So you see that you have the Fnimish HaZedin, even by other inyanim of Yish as well. Let's take it to the next step. So we have, you have to give it back. And to be machriz is a machloikis. What about the next step? Do I have a Fnimish HaZedin to even pick it up? Say, I don't need the item. I'm not interested in keeping myself. I know that if I'm going to pick it up, or let's say I'm a from, I know Lefnim Shazin, I'm going to be a Mekayim. So if I pick it up, I'm going to have to be bothering with this thing. I'm going to have to be a Mekayim Lefnim Shazin. Mali Litzaraz, I just leave it there. What do I need it for? To have a Lefnim Shazin even to pick the thing up. Well, L'sukha L'salim, right, the idea of L'sukha L'salim, L'fnim Shizadin in the Indian of L'sukha L'salim. Correct, that idea. Do I have that? Okay, L'maisa, I didn't see in the Friedrich Apoyskin anything who discussed this Shiloh. Even though, L'chayra, why not? L'chayra. But all I can say is, Madoch, even L'achriz, is already a machloikis. It's it. I mean, Shulchan Aruch Rav holds it, not even mechuyev to be machriz, so Kitachin of Bezoil, the Shulchan Aruch L'chayra, it makes sense. I shouldn't even be mechuyev to pick the thing up. L'chayra. And we can say, I should be mechuyev to pick it up and wait for the guy to come and come to me. If I see, I'm not even bothering to be machriz, L'chayra, I don't have to pick it up. So yes, let's say we have to be machmir like the tour, and yes, we should be machriz, but to go the next step and say that I have to pick the thing up, that already might be too much. But again, I don't know. I wish I had a raya, Lizah. I don't know either way.
You see the guy drop it?
Now, if I see the guy drop it, you're right. Maybe that's a little easier, so I don't have to be marked. But let's say I didn't see the guy drop it. So I want to know, do I have to pick, it's a Dov Shesh Basimin, Be'er Sharei Vakum, do I have a Chiv to pick it up, knowing that I'm going to have to be marked, all for the Lifnim Mishazim, means I'm going to have to do on yet another step, and I don't even have it yet. Let me just walk away, and I don't have to do it. I wish I had a right, I don't. If anyone does have a right, please let me know. All right, fine. Zakta Mechaba. So the Mechaba says what? That Yimuchuyiv Lefnimish is a din, Lachli Yisrael Shanasam Bezimim. Yimuchuyiv Lefnimish is a din to do this. Look in the Shach. The Shach and Sifkot Gimel, sorry, says, he quotes from the Yishoyin, the Mordechai, the Rav Yo, the Ravan, that not only is there Lefnimish is a din, but the Kaifinon Lahagzir, you will even force him. It's not just it's voluntarily, oh, do I want to be in Kayon Lefnimish is a din today? No! Bezin is Kaifin Oisai, we have forced him Lahagzir Hechida Maitza Yashir. If the finder is wealthy, we force him to be Machzir. He must be Machzir the item. We're Kaifin Oisai. Pelet de Kashak, Gaval de Kashak. Sakta Ocha Shulchan, why do we force him to give it back? I'm a Kaifin on Lefnimish is a din. Sakta Ocha Shulchan is by a Veda, it's different. Because Aveda, when you found it, Betzim, it wasn't yours to begin with. It's easy come, easy go. You found it. It wasn't yours. You really shouldn't have been entitled to it. It's only because the guy was Miyayish. So here, we have no problem being Kaifin or Yisai to give it back, because there's no Chesar and Kiss, really. The guy's not losing. The finder not really losing anything from it anyway. Because he really doesn't deserve to get it in the first place. It wasn't his. You're going back on the other Shaila about... So Mefaket, maybe Lefnimish is a din, you should pick it up and give it back to Ubi Mekayim the Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. That would, Lefnimish is a din, Mekayim the Helik of Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda.
Are you
Mekayim the
Mitzvah?
Pashas, man.
Yeah, because
No, but Lefnimish is a din to do it. But Pashas, you're not, because the guy is already Meyayish. Pashas is not. When we realize that Pashas is not, it's because there's a... Pashas, a child in Achrayim, when a guy is Miyayish, it's become Hefka, or just gives you a right to pick it up. You have a right to be Koine. Because, man, you weren't Koine, it's still Bishusai. So when you picked it up, and you never intended to be Koine, and you intended to return Lefnimish is a din, and it was always his all along, so then we could start handling, maybe there's something to talk about. Although from Sif Aleph, you see that once the guy was ready Miyayish, you fall away all these mitzvahs. It sounds like you don't have mitzvahs. But at least Lefnimish is a din, you have this inyan. You have a mitzvah, Lefnimish is a din, to get a mitzvah.
If there's no mitzvah at all, how can you say
it's Lefnimish is a din? No, I'm saying that because the guy lost it and he doesn't want to lose it.
What's
Lefnimish is a din to get him back his item that he lost?
At least
hide
a little bit or something.
No, Midadin is if he went to be Miyayish, that's din. Lefnimish is a din, is even when he was Miyayish, he should also do it. Lefnimish is a din. Yeah, but he sees Vachradon. Yeah, but Datam is a derk, it's a Yochubov, it's a Maisaj Yasun, Maisaj Yasun, so Lefnimish is a din. All right.
For the first year, when you gave us advice, we shouldn't pick it up.
Right, that's what by Dovish Ein Bo Simen. So, Dovish Ein Bo Simen, where you're not going to be able to give it back to the Bailam anyway, so there, don't pick it up. Here, we're talking about Dovish Yesh Bo Simen. Just the guy was Miyayish because it's Roy Vakam. But if your Macher is, you'll be able to give it back to the guy. So, Dovish Yesh Bo Simen. He'll be able to give you a Simen in it. Not a problem. Right?
So, by
Dover Shein
by Simon, you were not
collecting them together. By Dover Shein by Simon, to whom? Is it Dover Shein by Simon? You never going to know who it is. You'll never be able to return it. It's command impossible. Only if he brings aid in that had Tzvi's Ein on the item to make command, there's no such thing. That's what we said. It's better to stay out than just not pick it up. Sorry?
Correct.
I'm just saying, but at least it was... All right, so the Oracle Shukin says the reason why over here we're koifin is because there's the finder doesn't have to really give up anything for it. But it says, therefore, like the Oracle Shukin, there's Dafka by Veda. The Pella is on the Oracle Shukin is that Rabbeinu Shalom, Simin Yud Beis, Siv Beis, Ramah brings down 2 days, a klal god with kol ha'teri kula. Are we koifin on Lefnimish is a din? The first sheet of the Ramah is, Stam sheet is, we're not koifin. V'yesh kolken that we are. And who are these 2 sheetahs? Is the Machlokes Mordechai, Ravan, Ravior, Rosh, Ben Yerucham, or by Aveda? Is these 2 sheetahs over there? Are we koifin Lefnimish is a din and kol ha'terikulo? So you see that the sheetah holds that you are koifin is not because it's Aveda, you're koifin kol ha'terikulo, and the sheetah holds that you're not koifin is kol ha'terikulo, has nothing to do because the mighty Aveda is not losing anything.
Why should only Anoshim make a difference?
Sorry?
It's koifin, so why is only Anoshim?
Well, you mean the Ramah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay, we didn't get to it yet. One sec. But at least in the shak says we're koyfim, we're only koyfim by enosh. That's at least the lashon of the shak is. Why? As far as the davadi, you'll have a chiv lefnimishus adin on everybody. But if you're enosh and you really could afford to do it, then we'll already be koyfim. That's one shita. That's the shita koyfim. And the other shita holds that you're not koyfim even by enosh. We're not koyfim. It's two shitas. So it's nothing to do with avet. It's a pel on the orcha shulchan. Linin alocha, how do we paskin? Are we koyfim or not? So like I said, the Ramah brings down stam, the first shita was shita stam, that you're not koifin. But yesh chokin, we have a klal gadol bedin, that whenever it's a stam, v'akakak yesh chokin, a stam, v'akakak yesh chokin, the halacha is kestam. So kumtois, that the Ramah's shita is, he wants to paskin that you are not koifin. That's a shita of Ramah. Because it's not like I can show you. And who says in the Shev Yankiv and the Chochmah Shloim over there is in Simin Yabez is Mavu like that, and the Shev Yankiv is in the Tshuva and Evan Ezra, then the Simin Choftes says like that, that Avada, Larama, and that's how they paskin, we are not koifin, because we go with the Shita, they Kashita, we're not koifin. And as they paskin the Knesset, the Cheskon, Urchaim, Simin Zion. However, the Bach over there, Peladig Abach, the Bach paskins, we are koifin, and he says, V'chein noigin b'chor, but they didn't should be Israel. We are koifin, if the guy is an usher, we are koifin him, V'chein noigin b'chor, but they didn't should be Israel. We're koifin him, lefnimishu sadin to give it. And the Piskei Tshuva over there, Zimian Be'er says, V'chein mashma, that is das hashach by us. Because what the shach bring down these sheets is that you're koifin, what he wants, it's a makloik is over there, V'yistoy to shach must also go like the Bach that he holds that we're koifin. So you have a machloik is how we paskin. The Ramon plenty of achrinim hold we're not koifin. And the Bach and Shach paskin vaistois that we are koifin. What is this machloik is? And here's also machloik is what the machloik is was. And I want, it's kedai to go through, it's not so complicated. Is that the Orech HaShulchan says, L'chol adeyis avadu v'koifin bedvorim. Even the Shitos were not koifin. Avada were koifin bedvorim. We to call the guy in Avaryon and we tell him you have a chiv. You must be mekayim l'tzum for mishra sadin. You better give it back. You got it. And we do all minei dvorim. His lashon is divrei teichacha v'esoiris rachamim. We do whatever we can to make sure that this guy is giving it back. That's the Shitos not koifin. And the Shitos the koifin hold mamish kafir gemura. I know b'shaitim we beat the guy up with yerid l'nechas. I'm not sure what he means. But we do a mamish, a full-fledged kafir. But the Shitos, you're not koifin, hold you do bedvarim, you tell him you better give it back. You chayiv to give it back. That's the Orech HaShulchan pshat. And it says, mavul like that, Chochmah Shloim over there as well. And the Orech Mishpat says it like that as well. Over there, and he brings a gevaldik araya. He says, what's the reason why we're not koifin? The Shitos, you're not koifin. Why not? It's a Rabbeinu Yoinison brought down in the Shitim, Bavakam, a Kuf Tezvav. He says like this, we have a klal god that when mitzvahs are say, Shema'an Schorah Betzido, we are not koifin. Memel Zokto, Dr. Rabbeinu Yoinison, being mekayim this mitzvah, lefnim mishur sadin, is also a mitzvah, Shema'an Schorah Betzido, because the Gemara says, a shlish mishaloi, after shlish mishalach Kodesh Baruch, Kodesh Baruch is going to pay you back a schar in this world. So it's a matan schorah betzido. So just like mitzvah is a matan schorah betzido, bezin's not koifin, so to this mitzvah, lefnim mishur sadin, bezin's not koifin. When Bezos Dr. Arach Mishba, Taisi says, kama places in Shas, and Babas, Davches, and in Chesam Abez, and Ksubis, Memtesam Abez, there's kama places, Taisi holds, that even when we're not koifin, our mitzvah Shemaim Skar Betida, that just means we're not koifin b'shaitin, but if other we're koifin b'dvarim. So even when we're not koifin, we're still koifin bedvarim. So if the shita holds we're not koifin, is because it blies like mitzvah Shemaim Skar Betida, so avada, you're still going to be koifin bedvarim. So lekuli amar we're koifin bedvarim. Just the first shita, Ravan, the Rav Yod, the Mordechai holds we're even koifin mua, we're koifin even b'shaitim. That's the machloike. So we who paskin, let's say Ramo paskins lekula that we're not koifin, just means we're not koifin b'shaitim. But if the bezin's going to threaten the guy and whatever, convince the guy whatever which way that he better give the thing back. That's according to this shita. However, on the other hand, you have a tumim, and the tumim says punk faket. And as I mentioned, it's a mechzedik in Sim Peites and Shusyankev, Chelak, Kuf Samaches. The Tum over there says that the Shita holds you are koifin, chulila doesn't mean b'shaitim, only means bedvarim that we tell the guy he's an avarian and he better give it back. And the Tumim and the Tzem Mechzedek, Firois, Memeilo, it could be that the Shita holds you not koifin never argued. Kabbalah is never machloikis. The shita of koifin only meant bedvarim, and the shita of not koifin just means you're not koifin b'shaitim. But avad you are still koifin bedvarim. So like then there was never machloikis to begin with. So at the end of the day, it comes out like this. Like this second chelik, the shita holds you is only bedvarim, but could be you don't even have a second shita. So everyone holds you kaifim bedvarim. And if you hold like the first shita, then we hold that avada, this is makhlak, is maybe you kaifim b'shaitim. But we pask in the ikka is like the stimus ramah, that we'll pask in stamvachak yeshayimim, that we're not kaifim, only bedvarim. So either way you slice, at the end of the day, you're not going to be kaifim b'shaitim, but you will be kaifim bedvarim. So la halacha, that's how we paskin, that you are kaifim bedvarim, but not b'shaitim. Maybe for different cheshbainis, but that's how it falls, that we're kaifim. All right. But again, when are we koifin? The Shach and the Bach both say they stick in an usher. If the guy is an usher, if the Maitse is an usher, then we will be koifin. All right. Continues the Ramah.
But it's portioned more that the Bach is arguing with the Ramah.
Why is the Bach arguing? Yeah, the Bach is arguing in the Hachra. The Bach is arguing with the Hachra of the Ramah. So maybe the
Bach...
I don't know, because so, maybe... Either the Bach learned that he's taka kaifa even b'shaitim, maybe. Or the Bach learned that the Ramah's two shitas was the first shita holds that you're not even kaifa at all, even b'dvarim. The second shita holds b'dvarim. And he's asking, l'chum, that you have to be kaifa b'dvarim. I'm asking this a shayla how to touch up the two shitas. But I'm just saying that here you have a whole tzad, they hold that the ikka is like you're not kaifim, but you still be kaifim bedvarim. And then you have the other sheet that holds that even your kaifim only means bedvarim. So at the end of the day, pashas, that's how we pass. It's bedvarim and not anything else. And the maisa means you're not kaifim b'shoitim, and you're not kaifim b'nidui, and not b'shamto. Not like the Tzemek Tzedek who says maybe different, but we're not kaifim. We only do stam dorm. We tell the guy that you have a chiv to be mekayim lefi mishra zedin, and we convince him and coerce him as much as we can to tell him that he better be mekayim this. That's all. But it's only bedvarim. And the tzad that we hold that you're not koifin, maybe everyone will still be koifin bedvarim.
I hear Cheshvin.
Mistim is a dharma. It doesn't sound like that 100%, but I hear Cheshvin, because only the people say osher is when you're koifin mamish. But yeah, but if you go like the tumim, that their koifin only meant bedvarim, and still they say osher, so you see that only by an osher, you're koifin even bedvarim, but he says everyone knows you don't even do bedvarim. Okay, fine. All right, Amayim HaMuzga. Yeah, continues the Ramah, and the Ramah says, V'im hu ani, if he's an ani, ubala vei da asher, if the finder is an ani, but the loser is an asher, ain't tzar klasas lefnim mishra sadin. Then you don't have to do lefnim mishra sadin. Akan, you have to do lefnim mishra sadin in a normal case. But if the finder is an ani, so he could really use the item, and the loser is an asher, so he really doesn't need the item that much, Mamelo, this combination gets you out, absolves you from Yechiv of Lefnim Mishra Sadin. That's the Shitas Ramah. And it's really not the Ramah, it's coming from the Rishonim. Because the Rishonim hold Yekoif and they ask, the Gemara says, not like the Gemara has a case that the Amori passed in the Shaloi, and doesn't tell him he has to give it back Lefnim Mishra Sadin. So he says that case we're talking about where the finder was an Ani and the loser was an Asher, and having both allows the Ani to keep it. So vice versa, if both are Ashirim, you got to give it back, Lefnim Mishra Zedin. And if both are Aniim, you got to give it back, Lefnim Mishra Zedin. So only if the finder is an Ani and the loser is an Asher, that allows you to keep it and not, I mean, there's no Lefnim Mishra Zedin. Why Lefnim Mishra Zedin? I need it much more than he does. And Mamela, there's no Lefnim Mishra Zedin. That's the... Sorry?
You wouldn't say about Ani and a Beinoni.
Oh, what about a Beinoni? Very good. So that's a Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek and Siman Pei Tes is Medayik even more. He's Medayik. That vice versa, it's an extreme. Dafka, if the finder is an Ani and the loser is an Asher, means if the finder is even a Beinoni, even if the loser is an Asher, you still have a Chiv Lefnim Mishra Zedin. The only way you can keep it if you're an Ani. And Hu Adin Zakta Tzemach Tzedek, if the loser is a Beinoni, the loser is a Beinoni, even if the finder is an Ani, you still have those of the Mishra Sadin. You need both extremes, that the finder is an Ani and the loser is an Asher, to be able to get you out of this Lefnim Mishra Sadin. That's the Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek says even further, and he says like this, when he says it over, he toik dvarav, he says, and we even kaifin. That means, if the finder was an Ani, and the loser wasn't an Asher, it was only a Beinoni, we even koifin the Ani to give it back. Or in his other case, where the finder was a Beinoni, he's not an Asher, he's a Beinoni, and the loser, even if he's an Asher, we're koifin to give it back, because we're koifin on Lefnim Mishra Zedin, we're koifin on the Shita. Now, to say it even as zoivayit, like the Tzemach Tzedek, is a problem because it's mufush fakir from the shach. The shach says kfiya by lefnim mishus adin is miyuchet only to a nosher, and the Bach says it as well in Yud Beis. It says b'chein noegem b'chol batid din shabi Yisrael. It's miyuchet to a nosher, and the Tzemach Tzedek went even more that even if the guy is a beinoni we're koifin, even if the finder is an ani, but as long as the other guy is not a nosher, we're also koifin. That lechay is not true. That chelik is not true.
But how about the case in the
shop
where it says,
Oshia,
how about the...
He doesn't talk about what the loser was. Correct, doesn't make a difference. As long as the find is an Osher, as long as the person who we're forcing to do Lefnim Mishus Adin is an Osher, then we'll be Koifin. If he's not an Osher, if he really can't afford it, then we're not going to be Koifin. In order to be Koifin, you need to be an Osher. And the Tzemach Tzedek has Kfi, even by an Ani, even by a Beinani, it's more than the Shach. Means, in other words, what really should come out, and this is how the Orach HaShulchan Taka says it. You want to know whether you have a chiyuv, that's what the Rambam says, whether you have a chiyuv to Mishas Adin, you have Beinani, and if you're an Ani, but the loser's not an Asha, Avada, you're going to have this chiyuv to Mishas Adin. But it's voluntary. It's up to you. It's up to you. You could decide you want to keep this Mishas Adin or not. We won't be koi for you. We'll only raise it up to the next niche to say that we even koifin is if the find is a nashir. In order to do a kfiya, the find has to be a nashir. That's how it comes out like the shank in the back. But you want to know if you have a chiyuv by yourself, of how are you going to have a chiyuv? The Tzemach Tzedek's dig is gishmak adik. As long as the person is, you need both. The ani with the loser being a nashir. If you don't have either one or even a benini, of how are you going to have the chiyuv, but not kfiya. Kfiya, you need to be a nashir.
Yeah, so why is the person a nashir?
I don't know. Probably money. Probably money.
No, no, how much?
I don't know.
Because you were saying, remember we were learning about Hilchos Tzedakah, we said what an ani is, right?
Right, Ani is after Messiah, so the guy that we pass an Ani means he can't be self-independent to support himself year after year. That's an Ani. An Asher is somebody, I don't know, we have over there in Hilchos Tzedakah also, a Benini gives 10%, and someone more than a Benini, an Asher gives 20% in a Chosim. So I don't know if it's the same Shirim, but you see that there are daggers, there's Ani, Benini, and Asher. There are different daggers. I don't know. I guess the Shailas Chacham at that point maybe has to do with some also how much you Samek Bechoka. If your lifestyle is low maintenance, maybe you're a Nasha much quicker than someone who has a high maintenance lifestyle. All right. What would you say to this Shaila? What would you say to this Shaila if when the person who lost it, at the time he lost it, he was a Nashir? Better yet, at the time even when you found it, the Ani found it, the loser was still a Nashir. And then came the stock market crash, and now he became an Ani. Now, do we say, he now has a Lefnim Mishus Adin to give it back? It means at the time he picked it up, everything's legit. The loser was an Asher, the finder was an Ani. Ramah, Fush, Ramah, allowed to keep his no Lefnim Mishus Adin. But it's still around, and now the guy lost his money, he now became an Ani, or even a Beinani, the loser now became a Beinani. Do I now have a Chayz of Aniyah? Is this din, Lefnim Mishus Adin, comes a Chayz of Aniyah, now I have a Lefnim Mishus Adin to give it back?
Like too much? Even 5 years later?
If you still have it around, and now he could use it, maybe you should have a Lefnim Mishus Adin to give it back. I would be noitam in Asvara to say that you go bust the Shas Metziah. But Shas Metziah had a right to keep it, and at that time it wasn't chalon you the din of Lefnimish Azadin, so you had a right to keep it. So now you have a right to keep it. Now you want to be Chayzani Lefnimish Azadin, Pashas, it will not be Chayzani. Again, I wish I had a right, Lazar. And who Adin, let's go the other way around. What happens if at the time when it was lost, he was a Beinani? And you were an Ani, but the guy was a Beinani, so you have a Lefnimish Adin. And right now, he turned into an Asher. The loser turned into an Asher. Do you still have the Lefnimish Adin to give it back to him? What? The Chayit should be liked to say you don't, because he no longer needs it, and I need it.
There's no Chayit by Shalom, the Bishas Maiz, and now he doesn't need it.
L'chayra, I would also say that that's lacking. I would be noted to say, if today the person who lost it is now became an usher, then I would not have a chiyuv of Lefnim Mishus Adin anymore. But I would like to be moisiv. It's yitachin, provided that when I picked it up to keep. Means I picked it up to take it. So now you want to know, l'chayra Lefnim Mishus Adin, hayyais, he's no longer an ani, he's now an usher, I don't have to give it back because I need it much more than he needs it. But if l'chatchila, when I picked it up, now come on, how did it go? No, you're right. No, this way it's going to work both ways. Sorry. This way, no matter what. If right now he's a nasha, that will work. I'm going the other way around. Sorry, in the first case, when the loser was a asher, and the finder was an ani, that we say he's allowed to keep it, and we clear what happens if now he lost his, the loser lost his money. Even if you're going to say it goes b'shas metziah, and at that point you had the right to keep it, it's not l'fnei b'shas din. That's only when you picked it up, you had a mind to keep it. But if at that point, for some reason, you picked it up because you want to be meshevet, the l'kaim l'fnei b'shas din, and in between, before you had andas to be kind it, now the loser lost some money, it's no longer nasher. So right now, you still don't have it, you have no right to keep it. And right now is when the shaila is really nesorer. So now you have to, yeah, you got to give it back because now you have a chiyuv l'fnei b'shas din because the guy is no longer nasher. Now, whole shaila was only when the person who lost it was a nasher, and when you picked it up, you had a mind to keep it, and now the guy lost money. Maybe what to do then? I don't have a right to this.
Isn't that a right? Be able to
have stuff. What?
Isn't that a right if you have to
maybe you don't have a right to have a chid to call out, but when the guy comes and gives you a simon, like the Mechab is talking about that case, he comes, gives me a simon, so now I know who it is, and now I register, I check his bank accounts, I see that he's an oshis, and maybe call to, I don't know who you are. The find is on, and he doesn't have to give it back. All right, it's a geshmaka thing. B'kitzah, what we have to walk out of this sif is that even though we pass in already sif gimel sif dal by Rav Akum, you're allowed to keep it because the guy was miyayish, but that's only allowed to keep him Mishur Zadin. But if you have a chiv, still the fnimishes that didn't give it back, and you even koifim bidvarim, the color buckets, but koifim bidvarim, that you better give it back, you have to give it back. If you don't, you're a Navarian and v'chula v'chula. All right, agutavak.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.